If I could talk, the stories I could tell is the Bill Elder Podcast on this 31st of August, 2010. I want to remind you, and I probably am all this week, Stickade 2010 is coming up this weekend. It's going to be a magnificent event. It's going to be huge. I was like, huge, as Elvis would say. Yeah, it's going to be Miles Dyer, Charlie McDonald, and a lot of other people. A lot of folks are involved in this. And you can go to stickade2010.info, I-N-F-O, not com, not org, stickade2010.info. Got all the information you need. Also, you can donate from that page, and you can watch it on Stickam. It's just going to be a weekend great event. I'm doing one of the five-minute breaks in it. I believe Chris is going to do, Wheezy Waiter is going to do one. I did contact him. He's the only, I'd never contacted him before. And so I'm on the chat with Miles and company, and he says, anybody know Wheezy Waiter? Now, I knew that he was subscribed to me, but I never really contacted him. So I said, yeah, I'll get in touch with him. So I did, and kindly he agreed to do this. And so I was thrilled about that. And then I decided as a way of thank you that I would make this video. And I used to do video responses all the time. And I really miss doing it. So I did Wheezy Waiter when he's 60. Because he does a video about when he turns 30. And of course, John Green was kidding him about, you know, he's almost 30 already. But I don't know how old the guy is. But anyway, so and this was the first time that I've had an experience of, let's say, interacting groups, interacted people. Like a lot of his subscribers came over to watch what I do because the video's gotten almost 2,000 views. Nothing I do ever gets 2,000 of anything, you know? So a lot of them come over, but have also come some of the most gracious comments, but also some kind of pointed comments, you know. So I'm a member of what I like to call the Barry Aldridge sphere, which is really nice, decent people that treat each other kindly and fairly and are appreciative of what other people do and are just generally nice folks. And that's kind of my YouTube experience. And so that's kind of the shelter that I've been under for the last 2 years. And it's really interesting when you get outside of that for a little bit and you start to broaden out into other parts of it. I guess the way I'm saying is I am really, really happy and appreciative for the YouTube experience that I have. Now, having said that, have you noticed that YouTube has become a little unstable? That, I don't know, somehow it just seems like the paradigm is shifting a little bit and that the folks are getting a little uneasy. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because the whole focus of YouTube has changed from the regular presenter to the regular people that make videos over to paid content and partners and that sort of thing. So maybe that's what's causing it. Is people just say, well, why should I put the effort into it if there's not going to really be anything that I get out of it and no potential for it? Well, you can't really say that because I think every video that you post and that video watches will affect you somehow forever. I mean, I don't think there's any such thing as a bad or unimportant video on YouTube. I'll tell you the ones I love the most, too, are the ones where people are just being themselves. They're not trying to play a character. They're not trying to impress. They're just trying to communicate a thought. And you get the idea that when you watch the video at the end of it, that you have a sense of who these folks really are. Those are the ones that I like. And interestingly enough, a lot of them are done by young people. I find they have an amazing ability to get on camera and to look at it, which, you know, I never did when I was their age, but to look at the camera and to say, this is who I am, this is what I think, take it or leave it, but, you know, not afraid to present themselves. It's really changed society. And of course, with YouTube, of course, comes your Facebook and your Twitter and all the other social media that kind of add into that. And I've really enjoyed the gathering videos. They are incredible, and they make me almost feel like I'm there. If I never make it to a gathering, then, you know, with the help of these folks and their fine work, I will already feel like I have. Does this mean I'm not going to make it to Britain? Well, sometimes, maybe not. But you know what that means. Hello, MacBook.